All right, well, yeah.
And Willow is barking at his house.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, she needed to come in.
It's not a technical difficulty. It's a doggy difficulty.
Right. And it looks like we...
What's up? What's up, Caleb? Welcome to the Frustration Unlimited podcast. This is season 2, episode 46. It's January 27th. We have an amazing and split show for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, 5 minutes till airtime.
Oh, really? Even that. Even that
Apple's been, fucked.
Oh, God.
Why do I look like a giant compared to you?
It's because you are.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Right? Yeah.
I look like, yeah, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, you're like, are you going to, or are you going
to
zoom out?
I'm going to try to zoom it out. There we go, so that way I don't, yeah.
All right. Well, last time we heard that we were glitching.
Thank you, Kayla. Kayla says that we're glitching again. What the fuck?
Yeah. We're always glitching.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I literally restarted the router and every fucking thing, and... I'm about to kill some processes.
Processes?
Mm-hmm. Like what? I don't know. Anything that's running, basically. It's about to get zapped.
Yeah. Still glitching? Yeah, we are.
Hey, this just in. Ethereum is up 5%.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I just got a notification.
All right.
As I'm trying to shut everything fucking down. God bless America.
This sucks, man. I mean, you know, you get close to 100 episodes, and all of a sudden, it's just all, everything is just...
Like, shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And what's worse is it, like, it looks perfectly fine on my screen, but then I look at the cell phone, and it's starting to do a little bit better. But yeah, I'm looking at the network, where it literally says 0 to 10.
Wow. That sucks, man. Jesus. You know, you try to do something for fun. You try to do this. You try to do that. But, you know
and the worst part is we got all these fucking great, badass stories and videos and shit. Like, this is a full, like, packed show. Fun-filled, packed show.
Right. Yeah, I can see it on mine. We're glitching. Yeah.
Which means probably the audience is glitching, too. You know what's kind of cool is I can tell how we're glitching by whenever the camera pans on me. And, you know, how my chair... does all the lighting shit. I can, when the light's frozen, I go, yep, there's a fucking problem.
Well, it just kind of looks pixelated too. The video does.
Bitch.
It does. I mean,
it's dropping frames bad.
Well, I mean, too bad it doesn't look like the monitor.
I know, it's like smooth as hell on the monitor.
Hell yeah.
You know what we might have to do? We might have to pull all the episodes down and then just upload our version. So,
what do you mean?
So the recorded version.
Oh.
So like, yeah, which is non-glitchy and non-fucked up-y. Well, at least the one good thing is I can send these videos to Spectrum and say, look, fuckers.
Yeah.
We're trying to restore the connection. Just fix it.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be Rectum.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm just.
Didn't you say that AT&T was going to come out here, or AT&T?
No, AT&T something? Just launched the 5 gigabyte service, but yeah, they ain't going to fucking be here.
Well, that just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about it. It's like,
hey, you know what? You should call Spectrum while we're on the air.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to be on hold for like an hour.
She said, can't hear.
The stream.
Who?
Somebody did.
I didn't.
I just watched the thing just disappear.
See? I didn't.
Dude, it's a fucking ghost.
I
literally watched it. Like, it. And, like, now I have. All, what the fuck? I'm on Spectrum? They hear me. That's what it is.
Yeah. You're frozen. Yeah, you're frozen.
Now it's back down to one. Jesus Christ.
Hey, would you like to cancel until tomorrow?
No, I mean, you know, we'll see if it gets better here in a second.
All right. Let's give it 5 minutes.
Yeah,
see what it
like
does.
5 minutes, yeah, how it does.
Well, hey, Kayla, can you hear us? Can you hear me? Hear us?
Can you
whatever?
Hear us?
Can you hear us? Let us know. Yes or no. Screw you. Whatever. So, anyway, this sucks, and Rectum or Spectrum, it just makes everything look bad.
Right.
Oh, she said robots. We're robots.
We're robotting?
Yeah, we're robots. That sucks, man. Suck. Yeah, we should.
You know, it's so weird that we're like almost 100 episodes in, and now we're like starting to experience all these fucking problems and issues. Like, it's utter bullshit, man. It's utter fucking bullshit.
Frozen cam on Patrick.
That means when it switched or whatever, it must have froze on you.
God.
I know. It's fucking horrible.
I know.
Ain't nobody got time for this. That's it. I quit. I'm fucking walking out. I can't stand these harsh conditions.
This unsafe environment.
Yeah, I need to go to my safe space.
This unsafe environment. Fuck it. Who cares?
Fuck it out. I'm getting out of here and I'm going to that chair over there. It's safer over there.
Over here?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, right there.
Because it's not on camera.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not glitching over there.
It's not?
Yeah, because the camera ain't on.
Oh, yeah. We're behind, too. I can see it. We're behind.
Are we? Son of a bitch. Well, do you want to talk about the weather? We'll just go ahead and just continue on with this show. Because, like I said, we can always re-upload the non-glitchy version.
The non-glitchy version.
Yeah, which...
What if the audio is all glitchy?
It's not going to be.
It's not?
This is recorded directly onto our platform, onto our computer, so it's not going through any networks, not going through any internet or anything like that, so there shouldn't be, in theory, any glitches. We can open up last week's, and we can play it, and we can find out. But you okay there?
Yeah.
Turkey tits.
Sorry.
You sound like Raymond now.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
All right, Patrick, so what's the weather?
Weather, let me get to it. Weather, tonight, the low is going to be 30. Thursday or tomorrow. Wait. Today.
It's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
So it'd be 30.
Yeah, uh-huh. Low tonight is 30. Same thing as yesterday. And where am I at? Oh, yeah. On Friday, the low 28, 55. Saturday, low 35, high 67. Sunday, 41, high 66. Rain on 31st, low 47, high 62. On the first day of February, on Tuesday, let's see here, low 41, high 68, 21, 49 on the second.
Damn, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday starts to...
Yeah, I know.
Cold as hell.
Yeah. Hey, Shelly.
What's up, Shelly?
Yeah. You want to let them know what happened last night?
Yeah.
Because just started doing McKinney, too.
Last night I called Patrick. I said, hey, be careful out there if you're out driving around that there's snow. And he's like, what? There's snow? And so I called my parents, right, to, you know, let them know. Like, I sent the same picture I think I sent to you, I sent to them. And they're like, it's not even snowing out here. And I'm like, how the fuck is it not snowing by them? Because they live in Argyle, and it's always, like, the shittiest weather there before anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently it snowed in Denton before it snowed in Argyle, which was really weird. It was like a good 30 minute snow. It was enough to, you know, accumulate on the ground. And then after that, it was gone.
Oh yeah. I started doing that in McKinney. Frisco.
So yeah. I wonder if that same front must've traveled from Denton to McKinney.
It probably did.
Probably had the same one.
Yeah. It was all like rain.
Well, speaking of snow, there's a bomb cyclone with the power of a hurricane will unleash snow and blizzard conditions this weekend. Call it
a nor'easter? The fucking bomb cyclone will start dropping Easter eggs all over fucking nor'easter.
A hurricane of fucking Easter eggs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's and they call it the nor'easter because it's in the northeast cities.
Nor'easter. Yeah, they call it that, nor'easter.
The heavy snow is most likely in parts of New England. Heavy snow is still possible farther south along the East Coast, including the major I-95 metropolitan areas of New York City to Washington, D.C. But that is more uncertain at this time.
Oh, yeah. So they don't have any idea what.
So it could hit. It might not hit. They don't know.
How much snow will dump on?
No, that's a good question. That's kind of what I was wondering. It says heavy snow, but it doesn't tell you what. Like, do we have a number?
They don't have a fucking clue.
Okay, yeah.
So the weatherman, man.
Hold on. If you look at this little chart here.
Yeah.
Look at this here graph and this here chart that's pulling up.
Fucking on the nor'easter.
On the nor'easter here. It's going to be hit here down the north.
Down the
I'll see if you can catch that. All right, here we go. Map for you. You can't see very well. Here you go. This is we got 8 to 12 inches over here in Fitchburg. Then we got a 4 to 6 there in Greenville. Sorry, it's not my best.
Where are you from, man?
I'm from
New Orleans.
Ambulance. Black Betty Ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there you go. You got 12 to 18 inches in some parts. Looks like it's kind of 4 to 6 in the northwestern and way more down. Weathermen have the one job that can be wrong 99% of the time and still have a job. I know. God bless. That's why I want to be a weatherman.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. And you know, rolls. Oh, you know it.
Remember when he was on Russ Martin? Russ Martin was like giving him shit, right? And then all of a sudden a fucking tornado warning came. He's like, I gotta leave. He was like all serious, fucking rolled his sleeves up. He's
I gotta leave.
I gotta leave. Gotta go to the.
I gotta go.
I got a tornado warning.
I gotta go. See ya.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Well, Delcus is cool. Delcus is, I mean, he's kind of a little bit more accurate than what the other three is, you know?
What's up, Barney? Welcome.
Had it ready.
I did, man. I had everything ready. Why? Except for the internet.
Yeah. Because rectum or spectrum is...
But you can't blame me for the internet. That's fucking spectrum and their new business.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. And what's weird is I'm looking at your computer. You have all green bars and mine has three trays.
What?
No, yours dropped too.
Not of course yours. It did.
Every time I look at it, it's like...
Of course.
Oh, no, mine dropped into the red, which means we're
fine. Of course. Yeah, we're dropping bad. Yep. See, even Shelly said that Spectrum sucks.
Yes, they do, and I wish we had another alternative. The only really other alternative that's even competitive, semi-sorta, is Starlink. And I think it's like $999. Like, yeah, I forget what it is. It's super expensive startup, but then it's like, I think it's $99 a month after that, but you own the equipment forever.
Oh, yeah.
And in the way, it's just like a Tesla, whereas they just do software updates and shit, so you don't ever have to ever replace the latest, because they just do it. Unlike the modems and routers and shit, which, you know, you buy it today and then tomorrow it's fucking obsolete. I bought this one router right here that with all the antennas and shit on.
Yeah.
It was like $300-$400. And then it's like obsolete a year later. And then mesh six Wi-Fi six or whatever came out.
Right.
And that came out and then I got that.
Yeah.
And now that's probably obsolete.
Everything is fucking obsolete.
Everything about it's obsolete.
Hell yeah, man. Everything's obsolete.
For real.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
get to the news. Get to it.
Yeah, let's just get to it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Colleyville synagogue standoff. Man who allegedly sold gun to suspect is charged by feds.
Oh, and I heard today that apparently the guy who sold the gun has a felony and can't own a gun. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, shit.
Being charged with a felon in possession of a firearm after authorities said he sold the weapon to Abram that he used at the church and held the synagogue's rabbi and three others hostage for hours.
Well, he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's in big fucking trouble. Well, that's bad on him.
I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, they're able to track all that shit down, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. How the hell did they get from, I mean, it's not like, I mean, Akram's dead, so it's not like he's, so it's like a word. Okay, we're linked to cell phone records. There we go.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah. And he initially told investigators after Akram was killed that he recalled meeting a man with a British accent. I remember his name during a separate interview the following week. William showed a photo of Akram, and this time he confirmed that he sold Akram the weapon.
He sold him a Taurus.
At an intersection in South Dallas.
Wow.
Imagine that. South Dallas.
He intended to use the gun to intimidate someone who owed an outstanding debt, according to authorities. He sold him the Taurus for $150. So that's the funny thing. You ban guns and shit, and guess what happens?
They still
only outlaws will fucking have guns when you outlaw guns.
They still have them. Mm. Yep. So, but yeah, I mean,
so, yeah, that's a follow-up to the story that I covered, Feed on the Street, M.O.D. What is it they call Man on the Ground? Man on the M.O.S. Mod. Anyway.
M.O.D.?
I think it was M.O.D., isn't it? Isn't that the acronym?
M.O.D.
But I forget what the D stands for. Man on the Delivery Service? I don't know. Tiffany, what's up, girl?
Man on the Dick. How about that one?
Hey, fuck you, Mike. So speaking of the...
Hey, Tiffany, sorry I wasn't here last week. I had things I needed to do. Sorry.
It was all good. It was a good show. I ended up interviewing her and... She says, hi, honey. She said, it's okay. Well, at least the comments are like coming in almost real time now.
Well, almost, yeah. Almost real time.
Maybe,
that's good.
Maybe
that's
the internet's
good.
Starting to fix itself.
Internet ain't going to fix itself. It's going to, whatever. Anyway, next one. British police arrest two additional men connected to Colleyville hostage taker. Oh, wow.
So I'm wondering, the cell phone records must have linked the British people. Because remember when it first happened, I don't know if everybody is familiar with the case, but they were live streaming, the church was, the service. Because of COVID and everything, majority of the people were actually off-site. So it was a remote type thing, but the live stream was running the entire time this guy was in the synagogue. And you could look in the comments and somebody was mentioning that it was a British accent that the guy was, this Akram guy, Malik was, you know, sounded like he had a British accent. So really? That's the ties. Yeah, look, it says, who is a British national, took several people hostage. Mm-hmm. The FBI, the act was rooted anti-Semitism and said the Colleyville Synagogue was chosen due to its close proximity to a federal prison in Fort Worth. Wait, that Carswell is not that. That's not close to freaking Colleyville.
It's down the street.
No, it ain't.
It's down the street about 20 miles.
Yeah, 20, 30, 40 miles.
It's down the street.
Release, Akram repeatedly demanded the release of the convicted Al-Qaeda terrorist, Ifi Siqui, in exchange for the safe return of the hostages. Mm. Or as they, I think, didn't they call her the, she had some kind of name, acronym, I forget what the fuck it was.
The bitch from hell?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Oh, Tiffany, oh, you took care of my 80?
No, the 80. The dead person.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Tiffany. Appreciate it. You know,
she sent her on her merry way.
Yeah. Okay.
The other side.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that whole thing transpired. I know the story, and we're kind of like going, what? When he comes in the podcast and she's like, yeah, by the way, I'm a mortician. And I tell her about the story and she's like, let me check. And then coincidentally the next day.
Right. Yeah.
Dallas is in the news. Dallas PD. And
of
actually,
course they are. They always are.
I have an update to this story too that they're going to launch something too, which I can talk about.
And we begin tonight with breaking news just into the newsroom. A Dallas police officer has been fired.
Yeah, it has to do with what happened last summer.
Uh-oh.
He's accused of beating a man in Deep Ellum. The video is intense and graphic.
It's a warning, y'all. Intense, and it's graphic.
Duty at the off-the-cuff bar on Elm Street. A brawl broke out, and video shows Corporal Williams repeatedly punching a man. Two other officers intervene and pull Williams off him, which does go to Dallas PD training, instructing officers to intervene if they see another officer step out of line.
This is home.
During an emergency Plano ISD school board meeting on Thursday morning.
And I hate the autoplay feature. So basically, I'm kudos for the other officers that stood up and, you know, pushed the guy off of him, which I'm surprised WFAA didn't show the rest of the clip to show that, because that would have really, you know, said, hey, they're not all bad, you know, officers and stuff out there. But the follow-up to this, so they're to launch a, it's a, like, dashboard that basically is in real-time data, and it talks about, like, all the, you know, any type of police brutality or any situations like this. And so that all the information is there for the public and everybody in real-time. They're held accountable. In the Dallas earlier about an hour ago.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, and I don't know if it's stemming from this or if this is kind of the catalyst that, you know, or the straw that camel's back, why, like, hey, we need to really do something, because, you know, this is getting out of control in Dallas PD. But fortunately, they're actually going to do something about it instead of, you know, just,
yeah.
That's good, though. At least at least doing something about it.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to just fire the officer, but okay, so you take one bad guy off the force. Well, how many other bad guys are following that? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you look in Google or YouTube, whatever, you can see, I mean, it's almost becoming more common mm-hmm. than not, you know, and it's like something needs to be done because it's obviously, you know, it's getting out of control. Especially with everybody having cameras.
Yeah. You know.
So in more good news, or I mean, in good news for Dallas as well, they finally took my damn advice. Thanks for fucking listening. Somebody fucking listens.
Oh, I'm sure they went, oh.
Yeah, they tuned in, bro. They tuned into the podcast.
Listen, let's go ahead and take Devin Gavin Gaylord Gewert.
fuck you, man.
Idea and open up a homeless shelter that used to be a hospital.
Yeah, so this hospital laid vacant for I think it was like 7 years, 8 years right here. It'd been closed for 8 years just there. And then like somebody finally decided, hey, you know, rather than having all these people on our streets and everything else panhandling and getting run over by cars, like, hey, let's use this building we have.
Well, that's smart. Besides, you know, I mean,
the plan would allocate $6 million in bond money to acquire the one-time University General Hospital on Southampton near Keist, and that couldn't be in a better location to have.
Yeah, no, South Dallas.
Yeah, South Dallas is a perfect location. Okay, listen to half of what I said, Dallas. So now you need to listen to the rest of what I said. So you have the AAC, and you have Cowboys Stadium. You have all of these huge stadiums and sporting events, and you have Texas Live, and you have Globe Life. After these events, you have, I'm talking, a stadium almost full of food that's left over. Now disperse it to this fucking location, and now you have solved two problems.
Yeah,
the homeless and the food fucking lack of food.
Yeah, like all the nachos and
dude,
hot dogs and hamburgers and all that shit.
If you ever go to the Jerry World and go into the suites, the food in there, mac and cheese, I swear to God, it's probably the best mac and cheese. Like, I'm not even a huge mac and cheese fan, but like that shit is off the chain.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, literally, there are, I mean, I'm talking semi after semi of fucking just food that's just going thrown away in the dump, you know?
Uh-huh. I know.
Andy. I know. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to, I thought.
Barney said it too.
Yeah. Thanks. I tried to reset the router and basically turned off all our Wi-Fi devices, and we're directly connected to the router, and apparently it's not fucking helping. So I don't know what to do at this point other than pitch a fit with fucking Spectrum. I mean, Rectum.
Well, I mean, like I said, get them on the phone, talk to them while we're on there.
Yeah, that's not going to end well for them.
No, it won't. It won't. And just put her on there and just like, listen, let us listen what she has to say. I guess not. Okay. What? Oh, I was going to go to national.
Okay.
Kayla, you still here?
Kayla, this one's for you.
Kayla, this is for you.
We pulled some stories just for you.
Yeah. Hey, just let us know if you're still here.
I think she is.
She probably is.
Yeah,
she probably is. She'll probably come. Oh, yeah, there she is.
All right, here you
all
go.
Right, here we go. Louisiana-based ambulance company hopes to offer solution to EMS labor crisis, meaning life or death. Yeah, let me put the story and I'll read it to you.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a pop-up. Okay.
Yep.
A national shortage of EMTs and... you people don't know what the EMT is.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Emergency medical technicians. All right. So you learned something tonight. And paramedics is crippling ambulance services across the United States, leading to longer wait times for 911 calls. But one major ambulance company hopes to offer a solution to the labor crisis.
Kayla, tell your Louisiana people to fix their damn website. I can't even close this fucking pop-up. Look, it's like permanently frozen. I'm hitting the close button like 100 times. Nothing.
What, Tiffany? What do you mean? I am. 1 second. Okay. No. Oh, she's starting to call me Boo Bear.
Oh. Oh, Boo Bear.
Oh.
In more Louisianian news, there was a smoke cloud rising after a chemical plant explosion near Lake Charles. Poor fucking Lake Charles, man.
Exactly, man.
That fucking town, city or whatever, is like just constantly in a world of fuckery.
Oh, okay. You're back. All right. That's okay. All right. Thanks. Glad you told us.
Oh, she was saying 1 second, like she got to leave.
Oh.
She didn't put 1 second, like BRB, to like let us know, be right back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, so what happened in Lake Charles besides
the... They're just like a chemical plant exploded. It probably had something to do with the getting hit by like 15 hurricanes.
Shit. They just can't get a break.
Dude, they can. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's something else. No wonder my boy moved from Lake Charles to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, you know. I don't know.
You mean, you know? I don't know.
That's just,
I love when you do that.
That's just...
You know, I mean, I don't know.
I think God's got it out for Lake Charles and New Orleans.
New Orleans.
All the ambulances and
yeah,
all that.
And all the people of Louisiana.
Well, how to send Valentines to kids in hospitals, nursing home residents, and more.
Easy, you fucking mail it.
Yeah.
Fucking hit a story.
That's what you do. You mail it.
Wait, this is the actual story?
Yeah. Really? The Valentine's Day is National Singles Day.
Yeah, so, it is. Go to Vegas. It's the best fucking time ever to go to Vegas.
Yeah, it's National Singles Day. Single. Yeah.
Ambulance. Kayla says.
Yeah, ambulance.
She just now caught, I think, that you said it like 15 times in the
story. Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day is a day we think of others. Okay. It's also the perfect day to...
There's a lot to manage in life.
Look
right
at
now.
That.
Ah, fucking pop-ups. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a perfect day to spread love to people who are facing their own set of challenges.
It's not the only proper time to spread things. Spread them legs. What? Who said that?
I thought you were talking about COVID.
I know you were. That's why I had to be a little bit more specific.
Right. throughout the country, pediatric hospitals, nursing homes, shelters, and even employers of ambulances and the frontline workers are currently accepting Valentine's Day and other holiday goodies.
Well, what about sending like virtual cards? Because you don't want to send a physical card because who knows how many cooties are on that thing. You know what I mean? Is it gonna go through?
You can have COVID on it. You can have COVID on it. Fauci would tell you, oh, you can put COVID
on it. Here's a sign of COVID.
Put a fucking Valentine card to fucking nursing home to a pediatric fucking hospital.
So can you send hookers and blow?
I'm sure you can arrange something. I'm sure you can.
I'm sure you can too.
I mean, pay for it from here and
DoorDash, you
know, it. DoorDash it.
Speaking of DoorDash, I think this is a perfect fucking segue.
A what?
I got a little DoorDash for you.
Oh, okay.
This
all
is
right.
A
hopefully it plays right.
I know. All right, here we go. Like here goes. Speaking of police.
No, I'm not who you're expecting. But
hi.
Your driver got arrested for moving to the interview. So I figured I'd complete the door now for you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Well, that was pretty nice of him.
I don't know if you can hear us. Oh, yeah. Wait, can't play that one yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah, so. That is hilarious. So I'm wondering what happens with the tip. Does it go towards the guys getting out of jail fund, or
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I mean,
because it completes the order, right?
I guess you can always cancel the tip.
Well, no, because they do the tip up front.
Oh, really? They do?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's stupid, I think, personally.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yep.
Whatever.
There's a lot of fuckery going on.
Everything's dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot of fuckery going on with that company. I'm sure there's going to be some investigations.
What investigations?
Speaking of investigations.
What?
I found a video clip of your new girlfriend that you didn't tell anybody about.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
Who?
I found her. Patrick's girlfriend right here.
Doing if I break it.
That's something.
Jesus.
I hate the stupid autoplay system. Stop it.
That's something that I would do is put a gate up. My fucking girlfriend, man. Shit.
Speaking of girlfriends.
Oh, they say they can't see the videos.
I can't see the videos.
Try again.
You got me.
So the moral of that story.
No more dick.
Oh, shit.
Hey, April, how you doing?
Great timing.
Yeah, great job coming in.
No more dick.
No more dick. Okay.